Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, I'm still sick, and today it's worse. I sound like one of the Christmas crickets. It's ridiculous.
Christmas crickets.
Never heard them sing?
I don't think so.
It starts with the doctor on Monday who didn't believe me that I needed some medication.
She just hate that.
She dismissed me like it was nothing.
What did she say? Ah, you'll be fine. Just shake it off.
It'll be. Do you hear a goal horn in your headphones?
No.
I do.
A goal horn?
Yeah, there's some weird sound in my headphones. Stop. It's driving me nuts.
Oh. I'm sorry. I thought that was the goal horn introducing Dan Muse at the Penguins right now.
He's talking right now, isn't
he? He is. He looks just like Joe Block. Oh, my gosh.
And Malzy.
And Malzy.
I didn't appreciate that she didn't really believe me. And all she gave me was nasal spray, which, what's that going to do, Limits? And then I read on the nasal spray, it says, do you take this for like sinus, like a cold?
Yeah.
It said, no, only for allergies. So what is happening here? Why did she recommend that? And then anytime I get the non-drowsy stuff, I start to hallucinate when I try to go to sleep.
Hallucinate?
Yes.
Wow, what do you mean by that?
Racing thoughts, weird visions, all kinds of things.
Weird visions?
Yes.
Visions of Malzy dancing in your head.
I'm not kidding. The non-drowsy stuff, and if I take NyQuil, then I might need to be hospitalized. That leads to like hallucinating. So I can't really take that stuff. I want a good old-fashioned antibiotic. Can they do that, please?
They probably can, now that your symptoms have gotten worse.
Yeah, but now I don't have time to go back.
I always deal with a cold, like twice a year, typically. It's usually around April, and it's usually around September or October. And whether it's a cold, whether it's allergies, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I was hit with a little 47-degree Saturday a couple weeks ago, and it was raining on Friday, and I was outside for a little bit, so that made me banged up for a week, and I'm now just getting over it. I'm at like that last stage before you finally kick it, before you finally get over what's been bothering you.
Thank you.
So I'm very sorry, Joe, that you were just beginning that process, because it takes me about a week, sometimes 10 days, to get over it.
I don't know where to begin today. On top of that, there's obviously the Rogers stuff. There's the U.S. Open, for God's sakes. That has the entire sports world descending and looking on Pittsburgh.
And Bob will join us at 1 to talk about it from
yes,
the Open.
Yes, he will. I've already talked to Bob today, and what a wonderful man he is.
Incredible.
And speaking of him, I'm not sure the biggest news isn't that intern Dom went after Bob again.
Oh, boy.
Do we have to deal with this right off the top?
Unfortunately, I think we might have to.
Give me a little context here, and also realize that it was only a couple weeks ago. What did Intern Dom say about Bob?
So Intern Dom originally said about Bob that Bob was a moron for thinking
I do remember that now. Yes.
I think
No, he didn't. To be fair to Intern Dom, he didn't specifically refer to Bob, or he wasn't even thinking of Bob when he said anybody who thinks that Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods is a moron.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
That. Yeah. To which I said to intern Dom, well, Bob thinks that, so you must think Bob is a moron. So what? Admittedly, I was egging on the situation, but...
Oh, just a little bit.
But by the qualifier, there is no qualifier.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did.
I didn't insult Bob.
He did insult Bob. And then Bob took great exception to that. And then we had Sean Gentile on, and he became upset at intern Dom, having the temerity, if that's the right word, to go at Bob like that.
Audacity. Well, oh, Harry never turned off the ringer.
Is this Bob?
No.
Is that Bob? Who is that? Is that your personal phone?
No, this is the phone in here.
Oh.
Typically, the ringer is always off, but Callis, for some reason, turned it on.
Yeah. Can you turn it off? So, I didn't think we'd hear from intern Dom on the Pompeiani subject anytime soon, and yet... You told me this morning something happened yesterday.
This was on Monday when he was in with Pony.
For Pomp to say he'd rather have Justin Fields, that's
oh, here we go again. You're going at Pomp.
That's a low point in Pomp's career.
Wow.
I hate to say it.
No, you don't.
That is rock bottom for Pomp.
What? Wow.
Rock bottom for Pomp?
Yes.
Intern Dom, I think intern Dom is going too far.
Do you?
I think he's going too far taking these shots.
Now, is he saying that playfully? Or is he really going after Bob? Let's try to get the context or the sound, the quality of the sound. Try to get the vibe, the feel, the spirit of the thing. Let me hear that again.
For Pomp to say he'd rather have Justin Fields, that's
here we go again. You're going at Pomp.
That's a low point in Pomp's career.
Wow.
I hate to say it.
No, you don't.
That is rock bottom for Pomp.
No, because again, I hate to say it. No, you don't. Just like Pony said, and then he doubles down.
He does. And what was the statement? That Fields is better than who?
That he'd rather have Fields than Aaron Rodgers.
I would, too. So now I'm in Dom's crosshairs.
Oh, boy. This intern Dom's going to come at you next time he's on.
I think Justin Fields is going to have a better season than Aaron Rodgers. All right. Well, now that I've heard that, I don't. What becomes of intern Dom? You know he's messing with the Godfather here.
He is. Like, he's taking multiple shots.
Bob has henchmen out there who can do some work.
And if you take shots, you better not miss, intern Dom.
And I think he might have missed.
I think he's missing.
I think he is.
I think he's missed twice. It's been thrown right back in his face.
Well, the first one, to be fair, I really did. I'm the one that took that from his statement to insulting Bob.
You did.
He really was.
But he was, yes. Yeah, he was. Way more than ever I did by calling Bob's take ridiculous.
Well,
when Bob called Ron stupid.
Right. Well, that was indirect, too. He said Ron's opinion was stupid,
right.
But it's a very thin line between you're stupid and your opinion is stupid, right?
Just like how I said that it's ridiculous, I think Ron and I were probably in a similar light there, but in turn, Don took it to a new level.
He did. I think we agree on that.
He went from AAA to the majors.
He did. I wrote this morning limits. Did you see the Justin Thomas challenge yesterday from Oakmont?
The Justin Thomas challenge.
Yes, a lot of people are asking the pros, you know, what would a 5 handicap, an 18 handicap, a 20 handicap score?
Oh, yes, I did see this.
So he said, let's find out. Go out there Monday, get a bunch of regular Joes out there, so to speak.
See how they shoot.
And see how they shoot. Back tees, all the rules of golf. He said, you might have to let some people through. You might be out there for 6 hours, but who doesn't want to see that? I sure do limits, and I basically took the challenge 2 months ago, remember, when I played with Pomp?
I do. The first thing I thought about doing was quote-tweeting that tweet that I saw from Thomas and saying Joe Starkey would be the perfect candidate for this.
Yes.
But then I wondered what you'd shoot.
Well.
What do you think? Would you shoot
not
in
good.
The 90s?
Because
in
here,
the 100s?
God, no. Not in the
110?
90s. I shot from the back tees that the pros play at.
Yeah, that's...
Limits. Oof. That's 1,157 yards longer than where I played, which was the white tees. And they've moved the back tees back further than they normally would be because it's the U.S. Open. 1,157 yards further. So I'd be well into the hundreds. There's no doubt about that. I shot a generous 108 from the white tees.
Generous,
I say, because I was given a couple of putts that maybe I make, maybe I don't. It ain't easy on those greens.
No.
So even a 2-foot putt, a 1-foot putt is no gimme, and I was given a couple of those. So, you know, account for that, and I probably shot about a 112, but I did shoot a 50 on the back nine, and
That's good.
I did par a hole. I parred number 13. It's a par three. I hit a pitching wedge between the two bunkers on the right, chipped it to within about 4 feet of the hole, got a little help from my friend Greg, who invited us to play, through Bob's connection, of course, and parred the hole. Celebrated like Tiger winning the Masters.
With your red shirt and everything?
Yeah. Did you see any photos of that?
No.
I'll send you one.
I would love to see. How did you do on six, that par three?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad on most holes. I scored more touchdowns. I had more sevens than the Steelers did in the first quarters all of last season. I mean, it was horrific.
Which would be, what, zero?
They had zero. I had about 20. I probably had about seven sevens.
Wow, they should add you to the offense.
18 holes. They should. Let's get to Aaron Rodgers, can we? And I want to know people's impression. Did he win the news conference for however not important that might be? Because a lot of the talk about Aaron Rodgers is the guy himself and what may be coming here. He's not averse to throwing a receiver or two under the bus. He's not averse to speaking his mind. We know he speaks his mind all the time. This was something that a lot of people expressed concern about. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're bringing in, you know, the circus, the Aaron Rodgers experience. So the only thing so far that we have to judge Aaron Rodgers by is how he introduced himself to Pittsburgh. And I thought, by and large, he won the news conference. He's a very sharp guy. There's no doubt about that. Very well spoken. And I thought he said all the right things. He sounded pretty passionate about he did this for his soul. You know, coming to play here for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. He had his Pittsburgh history all in there. Said he knows a bunch of Yinzers from over the years. He just sounded like a guy who's interested, who's ready to play, who knows where he's landed and respects that. All of that. So I think he won the news conference. However, there were a couple of little breadcrumbs in there, limits. A couple of little foreshadows of what could be if this doesn't go particularly well. And it's hard to lose the news conference, too. Let's be honest about that. It's hard to lose on day one. And I'm reminded of Erik Karlsson coming to the Penguins. And everybody was so happy, and the headlines were Mike Sullivan can't wait to get started with Erik Karlsson. And my thought then, and I remember saying it and writing it, was, you know, this is a tremendous talent. But Mike Sullivan's already been dealing with two of the great puck mismanagers of all time in Chris Letang and Evgeny Malkin. Two of the great puck managers, too, by the way. But it's the mismanagement that drove Sully crazy. And now you're adding somebody who might be those two combined. Day one is great. Did that happen in August, I think, if I remember correctly? Day one's wonderful. Everybody's happy. Everybody can't wait to get started. Tell me what happens when you have a two-game losing streak and Aaron Jones is getting the crap beaten out of him behind Broderick Jones. Tell me then what it's going to be like. And I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be bad. What I am saying is that when it does go bad, that sometimes Aaron looks for other people to take the brunt of that. I think that's pretty well documented and gets very sensitive. I think that's pretty well documented as well. And those are the breadcrumbs I talked about yesterday amidst the very happy sort of back and forth with the media. I'm just an honorary Yinzer here coming to Pittsburgh. There was a little bit of defensiveness, a little bit of foreshadowing. I think one of the questions was about Arthur Smith and whether it was from Mike Pursuit. I think it was the last question in the news conference, whether Rodgers will want to run his own stuff. And he took exception to that. Do you happen to have that clip, Limits? And there was another time where somebody asked, you know, what are the differences so far? It's early yet here compared to your Jets time. He said, well, I'm not going to take shots at my old organization, which is what I think you're trying to get me to do. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with it necessarily. But when things start to go bad and he's on the Pat McAfee show speaking his mind or in front of reporters here, it could get very, very, very interesting. Let's listen to him on that question from Pursuta.
Do you anticipate to audible to use your helmet experience kind of take over when you see fit?
I don't understand that last term, take over when I see fit. I mean, I've called some 2 minutes over the years, but the idea that somehow I need to or have spent most of my career playing outside of an offensive system is just not correct. So I'm going to learn the offense, and Arthur and I are going to talk a bunch this summer. And if there's things that I like that I'd like to see in the offense, Arthur, I'm sure, is going to put it in. But he knows how to call a game. I know how to get us in the right spot based on what's called. There's two or three plays called in the huddle sometimes.
Well, who said he spent most of his career playing outside of a system? Mike didn't. That wasn't part of the question. He simply said, and I think what was implied there is, you know, the things that Russell Wilson and Ben weren't allowed to do at the line of scrimmage. Ben late in his career and Russell Wilson last year. So Aaron Rodgers went into New York last year and basically imposed his will not only on the offense, but on the roster and the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Let's not pretend that didn't happen. And you can go and ask our friend Mike Williams about how it was when things went wrong, whether Rodgers was willing to accept the blame or throw old Mike under the bus. Remember, was it the blue line catch where he drew a blue line and said you're supposed to be there?
The red line.
The red line.
Yes.
And then Garrett Wilson, nobody knows if he was going to come back, if Rodgers was going to come back. So there's going to be some fireworks unless this goes great from day one and never stops. And that'll be good for business. I don't know if it'd be good for the Steelers, but it'll be good for business for sure. But by and large, having said that, I think he won the news conference. And what happened yesterday is precisely what I thought would happen. I'm seeing reports of him zipping the ball around, and he can do that. Man, he can still throw. There's no doubt about that. And then I see Lewis Riddick saying that Rodgers is, quote, moving a lot better than he did at any time last year. We can tell that from day one of minicamp?
Just one practice.
What?
Well, I mean, I do think it's fair to say that's a possibility, given that he's coming off another year removed from the Achilles injury. But well, you can't judge that off of just one day.
I'll judge when Myles Garrett's after him.
Right.
That's when I'll judge.
And when Trey Hendrickson's coming at him.
And I will acknowledge it could be. It could be true. You're right. The second year coming back, and that was the main thing that Aaron Rodgers had lost last season. And we've all been watching, you folks listening out there, you and I, limits Aaron Rodgers for years, and a huge part of his game is the ability to create extra time and move around and make throws on the run, and that was largely gone. So does it completely come back? Does it come back even to the point where it's noticeably different from last year? Maybe. But to be able to tell that on the first day of minicamp?
You can't. You just can't. It's an hour and a half he's been out there.
I was flabbergasted by that.
Lewis Riddick wasn't there either. I mean, it's not like he was watching the entire practice.
So did you think that Rodgers won the news conference?
Yeah, I do. There were some moments in there that I thought were playful, like the documentary questions. He's like, oh, another documentary question. Yeah. Oh, another question about my documentary.
Right.
How about my wedding ring? Oh, he was asked about that. How long
now,
has
isn't
that been?
The follow-up limits there? Who did you marry?
Yes, and he didn't answer, or he wasn't asked.
He wasn't asked.
He was asked, how long have you been married? And he said, a couple of months.
To anyone in particular might have been the next question. No.
So maybe somebody that he met on the ayahuasca retreat. Maybe somebody that he thought about deeply during his darkness retreat that he wanted to marry.
Well, you've got a bunch of clips there. Why don't we hear from some of Aaron Rodgers, and people can weigh in at 412-928-9370.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
Your initial impressions here. Aaron Rodgers introduced himself to Pittsburgh yesterday. Your first impressions, 928-9370. Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to have Mark Cabali, the big boy, later in the show. So a lot of Steelers, a lot of Pirates, and of course some Penguins as Dan Muse. I've never heard his voice before. I'm curious to hear. What if he sounds just like Joe Block? What if his first line today is the Calliopes could be heard from here to Sewickley?
And there it goes. Or what first if goal of the season for the Penguins?
What if he sounds like Malzy? Do we have a choice Malzy clip back there?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thank you.
What if he not only looks just like Joe Block, but sounds like him and or Mueller? That would be phenomenal.
Let the music play. That's what they're going to be saying about the Lions for the Penguins. Whenever they're trying to sort everything out with the bottom six, let the music play. Like Chase Claypool in practice. Did you like that one, Horse?
No.
It kind of sucked.
Do you have some Rodgers clips?
I do. Here first is Aaron Rodgers saying how much he loves Mike Tomlin.
You know, I think it starts with Mike Tomlin. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time. There's a few iconic franchises in the NFL. I played for one of them for 18 years. This is another one of those. There's something special about, obviously, this area. So many great quarterbacks are from Pittsburgh. I feel like Pittsburgh has been a part of my career from the beginning, playing for Mike McCarthy for 13 years, having Tom Clements, or Tommy Clements, depending on how old you are, as my quarterback coach forever, Dom Capers, Kevin Green, Darren Perry, Ben McAdoo, Frank Cignetti, Luke Getsy. I don't want to forget anybody, but a lot of Yinzers in my life.
Frank Cignetti would be a good get there limits if you could find him. Yes. That was playful, Aaron, and that was fun. That was good. That was playing to the crowd and telling the truth. He does have a lot of Yinzers in his background. That was good stuff. Tom Clements was on Last week during the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon with Pony, he knows Aaron Rodgers as well as anybody. And, of course, Mike McCarthy from Greenfield. Next, let's hear another one.
All right, let's hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say about his Achilles last year.
Yeah.
And if a second year removed from it is going to help him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 41, so body feels different than it did at 25. But I feel better. I feel good last year. You know, I worked really hard. It was a tough couple of years, getting hurt and then rehabbing for a year to get back. But I feel good.
I hope so. And I hope he can move around better than he did last year. If he's not able to do that, he's a sitting duck back there.
With Broderick Jones, a huge question mark, and Faltanu coming back from a big injury.
When I think Aaron Rodgers, I think of two things, the arm and the mobility. And not mobility so much, you know, as a runner, not Lamar Jackson style, but incredible acumen at moving around back there, at throwing on the run. And yeah, when time called for it, he could, you know, get you a first down and things like that. Extremely mobile, just in a different way maybe than some guys, and one of the greatest throwers on the run.
Well, think about
in
all
the history of the game.
Think about all the Hail Marys. It's Rodgers avoiding a couple of rushers,
right,
rolling out, gearing up to just chuck it downfield. And a big reason why, just his ability to escape the pocket and move, and some of his biggest throws have been on the move.
So that's going to be a big story, is how is he moving? And after he has a game where he takes a bunch of hits, what can that 41-year-old body withstand? He did withstand some punishment last year.
Well, yeah.
That was not a great offensive line.
No, this offensive line is better. I don't know how much better, but it's better.
He took some hellacious shots and kept playing. One thing I don't doubt about Rodgers is he is fiercely competitive. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Next.
Here is what Rodgers had to say about why Pittsburgh is a better fit than the Jets was last year.
I'm not gonna take any shots at my previous organization, if that's what you're trying to get me to do. I'm just going to talk about these guys. I like the opportunity here. I like the feel with the guys. I like how Mike T has been in the meetings. Tom Arth and I known each other since 2006. He was in my quarterback room our first offseason together. Still has the prettiest drop I've ever seen. So it was good to see him. Arthur I've known for a number of years. Obviously everybody in the Shanahan tree is close. Enjoyed our conversations over the last few months and the one-on-one times we've had in the meeting rooms looking at film and talking about the offense.
Well, the most interesting relationship here might not be Rodgers and Tomlin. It might be Rodgers and old Artie. And we heard last year that Artie and Russell Wilson were having a wonderful time together. Didn't we, Limits? They were practically going out to dinner together.
Remember when Russ and Artie were FaceTiming their wives together because they weren't going out? They were hanging out watching film
because
together?
Because they were having so much fun.
That's right.
Because they got along so well. Until it was revealed that there was actually high tension there, high professional tension. That Russell Wilson wasn't allowed to play the way that he wanted. And that Artie Smith, you know, he said it in a couple of veiled quotes early in the year. I don't think he was really into the whole Russell Wilson experience. And can we hear myself, Donnie, and Pomp saying, let's ride? I don't think that Arthur loved all of that. And I don't think he loved the interception that Russell Wilson threw here against the Ravens. I maintain that that may have been the ball. They won the game. But you remember the jump ball in the end, that horrible throw, when I think they only needed a field goal to go up two scores. Just horrific. And I think that broke something, but that's just a guess. But man, it sure seemed different after that. And in the end, I just don't think Artie, well, I don't think Artie was along for the ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
I don't either.
Steelers nation, let's ride.
Steelers nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh boy. Steeler nation, let's ride.
Did we get
Steelers
Sean?
Steelers nation. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Yeah. I actually like Sean's more with time, don't you?
Yes, it grows on you.
Steelers Nation. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
So, again, going back to the Sullivan-Eric Carlson thing and how everybody was happy and hunky-dory, and I don't even know what that means, but I think it means a version of happy, on board, ready to go, exciting. man, Sully and Eric Carlson, this is great. Well, until it wasn't. When the real games start and the frustration set in and adversity hits, then that's when you find out. So I'll be very curious. You know, you had Aaron Rodgers going out of his way to say, I don't really understand the last part of that question when Pursuta asked him, you know, what do you mean take over when I see fit? I've called some 2 minutes over the years. Really? That's it? That's the only time you really take over is in some 2 minutes? Here's hoping that the Steelers use this guy and his experience and his intelligence and give him all kinds of freedom at the line of scrimmage. Now, he said I might have 3 plays going up. Well, what if none of those are the right one? What if you just feel like, you know, this running play needs to go to the other side? What if you feel like a play that is daring? You know, I think we can go deep here. How much latitude is he going to get? And I would say if you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you better give him a hell of a lot.
Yes.
Or you're wasting your time.
And I think they will. I think he's going to get a lot of freedom and a lot of latitude to do what he wants to do.
What makes you believe that limits if they didn't give it to the other two guys, including Canada with Ben?
I know, and we've had this discussion a lot. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback of the three of them, like all together. And, you know, I don't feel like... I think that Rodgers having a pre-existing relationship with Arthur Smith and with Tom Arth is also something not to discredit here. Like, the fact that they are familiar with each other now on a day-to-day basis, I just can't see Rodgers, the personality that he is, the player that he is, them not allowing him to do that. I just cannot envision it.
Ben Roethlisberger. Come here.
I know that, but I don't care about that. Aaron Rodgers
would not. You don't care about what?
Aaron
I didn't
Rodgers,
even say a sentence.
Because I know where you're going with it.
Where am I going with
you're
it?
You're
going
to say Ben Roethlisberger was not allowed to audible. At
no,
the
I was going to say Ben Roethlisberger.
Year.
You just said Rodgers is better than late stage Ben. Based on what evidence limits? In his second last year here, Ben threw for 33 touchdowns. What's your over-under on Rodgers?
28.5.
Okay. So you sure that Rodgers is better than late stage Ben? You sure about that?
Then the final year of Ben? Yeah, I mean, Rodgers...
the final year of Ben was 22-10.
Ben was one of my favorite players of all time, but I feel like Rodgers' arm is much better than Ben's was at the very end. Ben's arm was breaking down after the surgery.
I mean, that's one part of it. Then again, you don't throw 33 touchdowns with a dead arm, do you?
No.
You don't throw 55 over two seasons, your final two seasons, not to mention...
Well, Rodgers can...
Not to mention, by the way, and I like this topic... And thank you for broaching it here.
You're
because
welcome.
I'm thinking about writing about this. I'd love to talk to Ben about it and other people. I think Ben's final season here is unbelievably underestimated. These people put a undersized guard from Illinois in front of Ben for his final season. I might add an undersized guard who didn't want to play center, and it was absolutely horrible at it. And any quarterback will tell you the one thing that messes them up more than anything is pressure up the middle. You can't get anything done. He played his whole last year with Kendrick Blanking Green in front of him. And they weren't exactly a juggernaut offense either. In fact, Chase Claypool did all his best work with Ben. As soon as Ben went out the door, Chase Claypool was nobody and nothing. So I think Ben's final year here, actually, while his skills had clearly eroded, as have Rodgers, was pretty remarkable for them to get to the playoffs and for him to go 22 touchdowns against 10 picks with what they gave him. Not to mention, his coordinator was Matt Canada. So I think history may be unkind, not kind enough to Ben, not only for his final year, his final two. 55 touchdowns against 20 picks and a record of 21-10. So I categorically disagree with you that Rodgers is better than late stage Ben. If you tell me, what was the record? 21-10? So divide that by 2, a limitless wonder. What do you get? 10 wins? If you tell me Rodgers is going to be 10-7 with 25 touchdowns and 8 picks, let's say, or 10 picks, I'd sign up for that, would you?
Yeah, I'd probably want a little bit more touchdowns, and I don't think that he's going to throw 8 interceptions. He's done a pretty good job of taking care of the ball, not last year.
Wait, you don't think Rodgers is going to throw 8 interceptions?
No, I think he'll be at about 6 or 7.
This isn't the guy who played for the Packers 10 years ago, limits, or even 5 years ago when he won MVP.
I'm aware. He's also one of the best all-time in the NFL in taking care of the football and
yeah, except for his
interception
last
rate.
2 years. He has 23 interceptions. His last year in Green Bay, he had 12, and last year with the Jets, he had 11. So, again, I just categorically disagree.
Well,
you may be right. But
even
this
Ben, even Ben came out and said 10-7. They're going to go with Rodgers.
Okay.
So
they could go 10-7 with Rudolph.
So Ben clearly thinks that they're not going 10-7 with Rudolph. Ben clearly thinks that Rodgers still has some left.
They did a couple years ago with him and Kenny Pickett.
If Rudolph was the starter, I would have made a steak dinner bet with you that they would not win 10 games with Mason Rudolph. I would make it maybe 2 steak dinners. That's how confident I am they would not win 10 games with him.
I mean, they won, 8 with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph?
Yes. Very aware.
Did they not? And how many did they win with Pickett, Trubisky, and the other guy, Rudolph?
What, 9 that year? 9 or 10?
Yeah. 10-7. They just won 10 games with him, limits, 2 years ago. And Kenny Pickett, who might be worse than Mason Rudolph. We just disagree early in the show today, big boy.
Fully disagree.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go to the phones. Limits, we're sort of gauging the public reaction to the first impression of our new friend, Aaron Rodgers. Who we got?
All right, Joe, let's start off with Corey, who's in Manesson.
I hope none of these are like yesterday. Who was that guy who called? Or I hope they are,
which
actually.
One? I mean, there was Greg in Youngstown who 41? Always brings the heat.
41's just a freaking number?
Yeah, don't forget about that guy. He was fun. Hello, Corey.
Hey.
What's up?
All right. So I just remember, you know, 2 years ago listening to you guys, and at that time I think it was Joe, Ron, and Foldy, I think at that time. Bob might have been on the show, and it was, woohoo, it's the Trubisky train.
You got that for him, Limits, if you can find it? Yes, yeah. It was.
At that time.
It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
You forgot about Lanny Fritteri, but go ahead.
And, you know, there was all this excitement for that, you know. And with this, there's all this trepidation. I don't know if it's just because of the controversial nature of him or his views or just maybe what he brings or the injury history. But it seems like the viewpoints are just, you know, a lot more, I guess I would just say, hesitant. And, you know, Tom Brady's last year in New England, he was, you know, like 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions before he went to Tampa Bay, and he was 40, I think, whenever he left. So,
yeah.
I don't understand the reason, you know, everyone's so trepidatious about.
I don't know that everybody is. And I don't know that much of anyone was excited about Mitch Trubisky. I was, partly because I predicted it. That was part of the excitement. Yeah, I thought it was a good chance to take on Mitch Trubisky, and it turned out horribly. So on this one, I just look at the recent track record is what I'm looking at with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he was very good last year, and he's 41 years old. Plus, he's playing in this offense. But I'll acknowledge I could be wrong again. I could be. It sounds like you're excited.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, as a whole, I think this has a lot more upside than Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, you know, what we've seen in the past. I mean, there's some history here with everything going on, and I think, you know, we need to give it a chance. I would have liked to have seen Pickens stick around, but I think maybe it would have been a more toxic environment had that happened. But, you know, I think that would have had a chance to be really explosive had that happened, but they definitely need a second wide receiver for that to happen.
Yeah, I'm willing to give it a chance. No doubt. No doubt I'm willing to give it a chance. I just think when things start to go south, it could get kind of ugly here. I think there's a great implosion factor, but as I talked about yesterday, you know, 20% of me or so says this could work out great, which isn't nothing. I think it could, but he would be the second 41-year-old quarterback, I think, ever to have great success.
Well, here's to hoping.
I like that answer. Who's next?
Here is Jay. He's in Columbus.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
So, same coaching staff, all mediocre, including mediocre Mike. The defense collapsed last year. They got an unknown at defensive tackle in Heron, and a defense that's 1 year older. You got a right tackle as a first-round draft pick. His first 2 years, if you grade him higher than a C, you need to see an eye doctor, ASAP. He's moving over to Rodgers' blind side. You got a first-year starter at right tackle. You've downgraded at running back. You're a wash at wide receiver. I just don't see all the optimism. I think this could go really, really, really bad, especially if they get beat by the Jets in the opener. Rodgers is a Hall of Famer, but I got major, major questions about that offensive line and the defensive line because they got ran over the last 5 games and collapsed.
So do I. Well, there's a reason that Vegas has the over-under on wins for the Steelers at 8.5, pretty much just like every year. Did it move a lot, Limits, on upon the signing of Rodgers? It couldn't have moved very much if it's still only at 8.5. right now. You know, nobody, and I mean nobody, considers the Steelers to be a legitimate threat. Nobody. Next.
All right. I was on the phone with another caller who wanted to chime in, but first here's Dave in Delmont.
Hey, Dave.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't know, Joe, you were the stats you gave about Aaron Rodgers, how he's played lately. I don't know how people are dreaming up that like they think he's going to play like 10 years ago. I don't get it. Are we that bad in Pittsburgh that we're just hoping for any little possibility for this guy to start playing like he's in his late 20s?
I mean, you just described the Steelers' philosophy with all these guys they're bringing in since Ben, right?
Yeah.
Hope.
It's getting ridiculous.
And hope is not a plan.
And then we're going to sign TJ Watt to $40 million a year for a guy. Hey, I like him. He's played good for the Steelers, but he did nothing against the good teams at the end of the year last year. To me, if I was him, I couldn't even imagine asking for $40 million as bad as I played at the end of the year last year.
I hear Somebody's you. I don't blame him because for about 12 weeks, he was the defensive player of the year. I don't blame him for asking for that, but I wouldn't give it to him. I'm with Nick Wright. I saw him comment yesterday, and we've been talking about this for months, is that I think this is a step back year for the Steelers, or should have been. I would have traded Watt. Probably would have traded Minka, would have traded Pickens, wouldn't have signed Metcalf, would have stuck with Mason, and gone even more all in on 2026 draft. And 2026 as the year you sort of take off again or try to after using this season as a reset. And they would probably go 9-8 anyway. Limits.
Yeah, what Nick Wright said that I thought was kind of fascinating is they're trying to build a team that goes 11-8. And at first I was like, 11-8? What does he mean by that? Win a first-round playoff game, and then you end up losing in the divisional round, 11-8. Well, at least we won a playoff game. We haven't done that in 8 years.
Do you think they're a playoff team?
I think they can make. I think they will make the playoffs, yes. I think they'll be the seventh seed. But again, just like the frequent person in your mailbag that likes to call themselves Stairway to the Seventh Seed, that's basically a sixth seed, I think, might be their ceiling this year.
Well, barring injuries to great quarterbacks, Baltimore, Buffalo, I think Houston, and Kansas City are in. That's 4 of 7 spots. Yeah. Do you agree by hook or by crook?
I do.
That leaves 3. The AFC East stinks, although the Jets might be better. Patriots might be better. Then you have the Bengals, Steelers. The AFC South ain't much either, is it?
No, nobody else is getting in from that division. Maybe Jacksonville if they have a huge year, but I don't see it.
However, I think that the Chargers and the Broncos are going to get in. In fact, I think one of those teams might win that division.
The San Diego Superchargers might win that division.
I think 3 from the AFC West, the Texans, Ravens, and Bills. And I think, again, sort of like it did last year, it's going to come down to Bengals and Steelers for the third wild card, one of those wild cards. I really do believe that.
So not for that.
And if the Bengals win that shootout in Cincy, they go and the Steelers stay home.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm very aware of that. The game that they wouldn't let Russell Wilson audible again after.
Unbelievable. Am I sure of that? Yes, I am sure of that.
Yeah, because if they would have won that game and swept the Steelers,
right,
they would have been in the playoffs. Because, I mean, with the tiebreakers and everything, it wouldn't have mattered what the Steelers did. They'd be a 9-8 team.
Exactly. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 93.7thefan.com's contesting page right around noon. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And sunny and a high of Larry Brown today. I think he's a local guy right here, if I'm not mistaken. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions limits.
How about this? So my dad, at his office building that he works at, used to work down the hall, it might have been one floor difference, with Larry Brown.
Great guy.
Before Larry Brown ultimately retired. That's what he said. Great person Larry Brown was before he ultimately retired from the job that he had after football.
The Pirates have made an interesting recall, and I strongly disagree with something Don Kelly did last night. Let's talk about that next on Pomp and Joe. Pomp's going to join us. He's out at Oakmont doing a bunch of things today. He's going to join us at 1 p.m. for a little golf. But yeah, up next, I think this is a very good recall, and I think it makes for an interesting segment of the team here. And I think maybe greatly improves a segment of the team that's already doing pretty darn well lately, although last night's game was just a total, total bummer. All right. I'll get to the Good Feet store in a minute, because the first thing we have to do is go to the general, of course. Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Your chance to win the Card of the Week comes from going to our website, then go to our contesting page. That's 93.7 The Fan. Yeah, like I said, right around noon, Wednesday through Friday. General, I'm going to go with a, and I don't like this guy very much, but I'm going with him, a Brad Marchand card. Ooh, Limits, what do you have?
I have to go Aaron Rodgers. It has to be Rodgers, General. It has to be.
Yeah, you're right. It has to be, doesn't it, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. Yeah, we can never give a Marchand card away, not in Pittsburgh.
Good.
This card is awesome. People have loved it, and I've been holding it in my pocket since February. We got a 2005 Topps Aaron Rodgers rookie. This card's been hot for 20 years. That's the most remarkable part about this, is his rookie card is in 2005. So, beautiful card, obviously, in a Packers uniform. It's one of the interesting things about cards is people always come in and go, do you have a Jerome Bettis rookie card in a Steeler uniform? I'm like, well, there is none, right? So, your rookie card is bound to the team you played for your rookie season. But people are still going to want Rodgers' rookie card.
I love it. And that's the perfect card. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks, General. Take care.
That's the General.
Right, take care.
That Roger, your chance to win at 93.7thefan.com's contesting page.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.